Those who have an empowering why can overcome anyhow. Meaning that if you know your purpose in life and you know why you're doing what you're doing, then you can overcome anyhow any obstacle in your way. And right now we're discussing a very fundamental obstacle, a very fundamental problem which we developed last time, which is the fact that inspiration fades. We have all these dreams of becoming a better person, and the inspiration is there, but we often fail to come through. We make commitments, like keeping our diet, but then we fail in that too. We make commitments that we're going to get up on time, we're going to get up by the first alarm, and we often hit snooze. So what I'd like to do now is discuss three strategies to overcoming this problem. The first strategy is to concretize the inspiration right away. So every time you go to an inspirational speech, most people walk right out of that speech as if nothing ever happened. They walk right back into their routines. It was nice. It was beautiful. You might have been inspired. You might have said, wow, that's so true. It would be amazing if I did that. But inspiration itself usually fades. However, there's always one or two who go right to taking the ideas they've heard and integrating them into their lives, creating daily habits, daily routines. These are the few who actually act on inspiration. So the question is, are you going to be one of those rare individuals who actually goes into a room by themselves and asks the real questions? Like, how do I take this and make it my life? Are you willing to confront yourself? Are you willing to get to know yourself? Because you can't know anyone if you don't know yourself. And you definitely can't love anyone if you don't love yourself. So after you're inspired and after you hear a wonderful speech or a wonderful lecture, go into a room and figure out how to make that real. Because the inspiration, the ideas are just abstract. Until you personalize them and make them your life, they will fade. The second step, the second strategy, is creating external accountability. So many people struggle with certain commitments like learning or exercising because they don't have any external accountability. Meaning, you'll commit to it, you'll say, okay, I'm going to get in shape, or okay, I'm going to start learning, I'm going to start being a better person. But when you don't feel like doing it, you cop out, you give up. However, if you create external accountability, you won't have this problem. For example, if you have a chavrusa or an exercise buddy, then even if you're not in the mood, you'll still go. Because once there's external peer pressure, you would never want to be the kind of person who says, oh, I'm not feeling up to it or I can't do it, because you gave them your word and they're going to say, oh, wow, this person gives up. This person doesn't follow through. So while this may not be an ideal because you're not internally motivated, this is very helpful for people who constantly don't have the willpower to do it themselves. They need other people to really be there to help them do it. And another aspect of this is to start speaking it. Meaning, tell people what you've committed to. This way, you won't want to seem like a liar. It's called forced congruency, because you don't want to be caught lying. So for example, if you tell people, I eat healthy, and then everyone sees you eating garbage and junk food, you're going to seem like a liar. You wouldn't want to do that. If you tell people you're going to learn a daf a day, or you're going to learn Shnai Mikra, you're going to want to be seen doing that. If you tell people, oh, I stopped watching so much TV, and then they see you keep on doing it, you're going to seem like a liar. So it's very helpful to start speaking what you want to be so that you create this forced congruency so that you don't seem like a liar. But the last step is perhaps the deepest strategy, which is a recognition of a deep truth, that inspiration does fade, and our job is to build it even when the inspiration isn't there. And this is actually based off a very fascinating Gemara in Nida of Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara says that when you were in the womb, you learned Kol HaTorah Kula. You learned everything. And the Gemara explains it wasn't just learning Chumash and Rashi. It means that you were given everything you were meant to become in the world. You were a perfect version of yourself. And then right before you were born, the Gemara says that the Malach who's giving you all of this hits you on the mouth and you forget all of it. And the obvious question is, number one, why make you forget it? Number two, why even teach in the first place if you're going to forget it? But the Gemara says something so profound. He says that the purpose of making you forget it is because that wasn't real. In the womb, it was a gift. But it was all inspiration. It was all free. But your job in life is to build it yourself. But the Gemara explains you don't lose it. You lose access to it. And your job in life is to resurface everything that's already there beneath the surface and potential. And your job in life isn't just to become someone, it's to become you. It's to become what you once were in the womb. And that's really what free will is about. It's about pushing. You have to choose to become the best version of yourself. You have to choose to do it even though it's hard, even though it's difficult. Even though things fall apart and nothing seems clear, you have to keep pushing forward. And it's like the mashal the Rambam gives of a person who's in a forest at night and there's a thunderstorm and it's raining and it's cold and he's trying to find his way home. And he's lost in the darkness. And just as he's about to give up hope, he sees a giant ray of lightning. And he sees everything as clear as day. Lightning lights up the forest, and he sees exactly where he's going. But then the lightning fades. And now he has to continue journeying through the darkness with just the memory of that lightning. With just the memory of what he's supposed to do. And that's what life is. It's having these brief moments of inspiration, these brief moments of clarity where you know who you are and where you're going and why you're living life and what your life is about, but then it's pushing through even once the inspiration fades. It's making that inspiration real. It's building it yourself. It's recreating what you once were in the womb. And that's why it's really important to recognize that it will be difficult. Life is not easy, but it's a meaningful difficult. It's not suffering. Suffering is meaningless pain. But when the pain is meaningful, when it's difficult because you know you're becoming something better, then that's not that bad. It's actually meaningful and powerful and empowering. And that's why it's really important to recognize that principle of fake it till you make it. That even if it's hard, even if you're not there yet, just do it. Before you can actually accomplish it, just try. Continue pushing. Because you have to believe that it's possible. Most people say, I'll believe it once I see it. I say, once you believe it, then you'll see it. Once you believe you can create it, once you believe you can become it, once you believe you can accomplish it, and you have the emunah and you're davening and you're connecting everything you're doing to Hashem, then you can achieve anything.